In December of 1937, a string of mass murders began in Nanking, China. In around a month's time, over 200,000 innocent people were killed in cold blood. Yet, I've never heard of this massacre to this day. And my guess is, neither have many of you. Why is this? How can we remember the victims if no one knows that they were even killed? Over the next couple of minutes, I will give you a crash course in the Nanking genocide so that you too can honor those people who died. What is now known as the Rape of Nanking began on December 13, 1937, when the Japanese Imperial Army invaded Nanking, the capital city of China. 90,000 Chinese soldiers surrendered to the Japanese, but because Japan views surrendering as the greatest act of cowardice, they lined up these men and murdered them with machine guns and other brutal weapons. There are even pictures of Japanese soldiers smiling and laughing as they kill. After the elimination of the male soldiers, the perpetrators turned to the women, giving it the Rape of Nanking. Girls as young as 8, as well as women over their 70s, were subject to brutal rape and sexual abuse. Estimated 20,000 to 80,000 Chinese women were gang raped and killed by the Japanese. The violence was so intense that they would not just rape them, but torture them in front of their friends and family, especially husbands or fathers. They would even rape pregnant women, in some instances, cutting open their stomachs to remove their fetuses. Reading about these atrocities is hard, but talking about it is harder. When you speak out loud about a topic like this, you are forced to face the barbarism of humanity. So we try not to. But back to my original question. Why do we not know of this? We say never again and promise to educate each other about incidents like this in order to prove so. Yet, after going through 15 years of school, I never once heard of the Nanking genocide, let alone any of these 200,000 victims. We don't want to call it a genocide because we don't want to face it. We must face it. Hundreds of thousands of innocent people were raped and murdered in only 6 weeks. That is a genocide. Whether or not the UN says so or follows each of the 8 steps, I still believe it is a genocide. Honor these victims with me, please. Spread the word about Nanking and other genocides in order to follow through with our promise to stop them for good. Remember Wen Sunqi, who was raped as a young woman by the Japanese soldiers before she hid in a cellar away from her loved ones for months even after the violence ended to ensure she would be safe. Remember Chen Jiashu, who was only 19 years old when he was forced to fake his death and hide in a pile of his friend's dead bodies as he stood in a line of other men being shot at with machine guns. Those are only 2 survivors, 2 victims. There are so, so many more. Continue to learn about their lives with me and applaud the bravery and strength of those who survived and those who didn't. Thank you.